Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We have a couple of callers in the queue, so just want to acknowledge those people that are waiting. 651 and 509, we're going to get to you in just a moment. But first, we're going to let others know how to reach us. 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. And our callers and listeners, we would love it if they followed us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked under or on our Blog Talk Radio profile. I believe it's the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, but it might be Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, something like that. I don't go to the page too often. And then hopefully we'll be able to talk a little bit. We're located in the United States. I was thinking we have callers from all over the world, but we had a big night last night here. Our first presidential debate, which
wasn't that something.
So maybe we'll be able to talk about that a little bit and about the future of the world and the election. Okay, 651. Hi.
Hi. Hi. This is Christiana.
How do you spell your name?
C-H-R-Y-S-T-Y-A-N-A.
Okay. And where are you calling from, Christiana?
Minnesota.
Okay. And I don't think we've talked to you before because I think I would have remembered your name.
Yeah, I don't think I've called in to this show before.
Okay, well, welcome. What's your question?
I was just wondering if you see a lady named Lois and I in a romantic relationship.
I thought you were going to ask about relationship, and I thought you were going to ask about a relationship. Okay, Lois and you?
Yeah.
L-O-I-S.
L-O-I-S.
And so, Christiane, it would be helpful to have your birth date, full birth date, as well as hers, if you've got it.
Mine is 1/13/86, and hers, I am not sure what hers is yet. I've met her about two or three times. I don't know her birthday yet.
Do you know how old she was?
How old? I think she's much older than I am. I think she might be in her 50s.
Her 50s. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like you don't know too much. Too much about her.
Yeah, it's very new.
Well, let's see. You're 34 years old, right?
Yes.
And what's happened, Christiana, in your karma, what you've come back with, among good things, we're not excluding good things, but what you've come back with is a lot of conflicts in relationship. You know, a lot of, you've gone through a lot of territory in your years. And you see, your karma has brought you back with issues regarding relationships, probably because of past life, if you buy into that. But that's where your issues are. Now, if you say to yourself, yeah, I've had a lot of conflicts in relationships, that's only validating our premise, and then our premise is based and rooted in the fact that you have karma in this situation, but you have resolution. You have resolution. That means that you are able to resolve your karma and move forward into a relationship that will be healthy. Now, the fact that you're 34 is good. That's to your advantage. This woman, I think this woman's, you know, we can't validate anything at this point, but I think this woman's gone through two harsh relationships. And there might be a 15, 16-year difference. There could be, which doesn't really, when it comes to romance and love, you know, anything goes. And age is not really, there's no law that says you have to be a certain age between the two of you. So when we look at the age factor and you say, well, she's much older, that only brings up the fact that you had a past life with her, but the way you've come back with her is not in alignment yet. The years have separated. Probably in a past life, you were closer in age. I think this is a past life relationship. There is obviously some content you can give us in terms of how you two have related thus far. But if there's any inkling of a romantic language going on, that's in your favor. If it's only been friendly and you don't perceive that she thinks anything of romance, you're going to have a harder time. You have to kind of have a surprise attack and tell her, hey, I'm attracted to you.
So maybe we can let her respond with a little content.
Well, I mean, I guess you could just call it friendly. I haven't felt that it's the right timing quite yet to tell her that I like her.
Is she gay?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's very new.
Yeah, that's, and so it wasn't like you met her not on a dating site, obviously. You met her socially or like in a social setting?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being completely unrealistic and too hopeful, but there might be an ethical issue involved because she's like my doctor.
Oh, she's your doctor?
So, yeah.
Oh, boy. So that's problematic.
Well,
that's problematic because I just, the doctors, there's a very strict code that they have to follow and not get involved with their patients. And if you're a licensed physician, it's taboo and can actually result in being losing your medical license if you get involved with the patient. So it would be a great risk to her to do that. Is she,
Christy.
Well, I haven't taken any steps yet in saying anything, so maybe I should just not pursue anything. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Christiana, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, can't get back on via the internet, so we had to dial in. So glad you hung in there. So anyway, I don't know what you heard me last say, but what I was saying
I just heard you saying about the that she could lose her license.
Okay, so you did hear that. So that's what
you're off. You know, Christiana, you your approach to relationships very complicated, very complex, and this brings up that issue. This validates that you have kind of become attracted to a doctor, probably your doctor, you've just drawn to her. There's nothing wrong with that. That's so typical. That happens a lot.
It's not, it's healthy. I mean,
there's nothing wrong with it. But
role model.
In the legalities of the world, it becomes an issue to where even if a doctor had feelings, they could lose their license. So, you know, the issue is this.
the way that your soul approaches people that you would potentially be attracted to, there's got to be some element in there that for your benefit can be corrected, so you find appropriate relationships that aren't going to have so much conflict in it. So if you're saying,
yeah,
you know, you see what I'm saying? But this can be done, Christiana. You can be really happy. I think your approach to your attraction to women is complexing because it is
perplexing.
Perplexing, yes, because it is complicated by karma. Now, if we go back to the immediate zone of your life, which we really don't have time for, we've got a lot of callers. But, you know, we have to look at the dynamics in your family and figure out what you brought with you on this earth plane and where your conflicts were, your confusion growing up, how you've been hurt maybe in the past with relationships. You know, we've got to go through all that and then figure out how to get you on a different track without you losing your identity, but maintaining your autonomy and your happiness. In this situation, I think it's too complicated. And for you to go into it, you're going to get your heart broken. You're going to get disappointment. You can let her know if she's your doctor, I'm attracted to you, if you want to do that.
But she might.
But that might destroy your relationship.
Yeah, she'll stop. She'll probably
recommend you to somebody else.
Seeing you as a physician.
Because you've opened up the door for her to get potentially in trouble.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We've got other callers, but don't worry. You know, you can always come to the show or do a private reading. But aside from that, what you got to do, Christina, is say, okay, what can I do to bring about a healthy relationship? And that means somebody might be, the age isn't a big factor, but somebody that might be more appropriate, might be more visibly gay, might be more visibly single, and that.
Well,
shows...
I'm not gay. I'm bisexual. I mean, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bisexual. Okay.
But
and
doesn't
that
matter.
Can complement. That can complicate things too because I tend to want to be with a guy and also like a woman. So.
Well, I mean, you're welcome to make lifestyle choices for yourself. And if you want to have
mm-hmm.
an open relationship with people that are also, that are mutually inclined to do the same thing, that's fine. That's your prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
So if monogamy isn't important to you, that's okay. But
yeah,
getting involved or getting attracted to a woman who is just straight and doesn't have tendencies, gay tendencies at all, is not going to be a healthy situation.
Yeah, start off by investigating if your potential partner is bisexual. Start there, so that there's an understanding. Then start on the premise that the relationship has somewhat loose boundaries. If that be the case, start there. You know, you can logically go through this instead of just jumping into an immediate attraction that's going to cause you problems.
Yeah,
but
that makes sense.
In this situation, we don't recommend. You can express your feelings to her, as Neil said, but you're risking losing the relationship, and it probably will end. She will probably refer you to someone else and say,
I can't
see you
anymore. I wouldn't talk about it. If you value her as a doctor, I wouldn't tell her. You have feelings, so what? You have feelings for a lot of people.
It sounds like you're.
When you express your feelings to somebody, make sure you've understood the environment and they understood it. So you approach it with a like-minded person who's also looking for the same thing you're looking for. You know from the get-go you've gone to that environment.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks.
Yeah, you
can. Okay, thank you, Christiana. I muted her a little early. Reminds me of a situation where someone had to break the ice with a professional in a professional relationship.
Yeah.
And there was a big age difference.
God, I'll have to think about that.
But in certain, you know, there are just different circumstances in every individual situation.
Well, there's a difference when there is on at least one party an understanding that there's a karmic relationship and an understanding that this was coming.
Right.
And where it was going. And then lo and behold, no harm was done. But except I have a black or blue mark.
But no, that's the truth. And obviously that there was, I mean, in whether there was consciousness in my mind or not in that situation, it was in my subconscious, or else I wouldn't have done it, because never in my life have I ever broken a professional relationship boundary. Okay, so 509 is our next caller.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Mindy. I'm from Pasco, Washington.
Hi.
How are you guys today?
Fine. Where are you located in relation to all the fires in Washington?
Well, I'm kind of out of the fires. We just had a bunch of smoke over here, but it's taken off and gone now. So I'm okay where I'm at, but Yakima's not doing so well. So I'm about an hour away.
Yeah.
And is that M-I-N-D-Y?
Yes. M-I-N-D-Y, Mindy.
Okay, Mindy.
And this is the second time I'm calling you guys. I called you guys a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, but it's been a while.
Okay. What did we talk about?
What did we talk about then?
Mm-hmm.
The train wrecks of my life that I am going through. I don't know. It's like, and the train just keeps on wrecking. It's like it's still derailing. It's like every day I wake up,
well,
and
you know,
a new car going off the track.
A lot of people don't take the train much anymore. So
yeah, you're doing
the problem. You see, I can't stop the dang thing. It just keeps on. You know, there's all these cars, and they just keep falling off the train every day or off the track. It's like, oh God.
Well, you know, Chris and I like to see if we can resolve problems. We look at it karmically. We try to figure out what's going on. So why don't you give us your birthday?
Okay, so my birthday is 12/9/77.
Oh, well, you've got a 29 in there.
You know, you're a peculiar person, because most people won't say of 77. Do you have any literary background? Do you like reading? Are you a literary person?
I like to read, yes. I'm constantly reading Rules of the Law. Rules of the Law. I'm reading statutes and codes and federal rules of evidence and all sorts of stuff all day long, all the time.
It's reflected in your language.
Yeah. It's funny that this has come up, because I was just reading about archaic grammar rules, like ending sentences with prepositions and how it sounds formal. Anyway, so I was just reading that last night.
We run an English class, too.
We do stuff on the show. Anyway, okay.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not good at writing legal documents, though. I'm pretty wordy, and, you know, I can go on and on and on.
So is there a reason you're reading statutes and codes all the time? Is this something that's related to your job, or are you having is this about a personal problem that you're having?
This is about not just personal. It's about the people in my community and the judges doing wrong to families and separating mothers from children, and children being trafficked, and it just all goes to the school system. I mean, it's way bigger than I am, but I'm here to fight that battle
It's not in relation to your job. You're just doing this. You're doing this for you on the side.
No, my children were taken away from me, and they're placed with an abuser, and so, the courts restrain me for my kids.
So it is personal too. It's more from
personal. Yes.
Yeah,
and now
you've gone to a different level trying to deal with it.
Right, now I'm going to try to indemnify the judges and pull bonds and stuff, and so I'm really scared because this is my, I'm pretty much dead walking as it is, and so, I mean, I'm at my last, you know, they're trying to restrain me again from my kids, and this is going to be trial number four. I just, yeah.
Okay.
Well, why is there some accusation why they're taken away from you? Is your ex abusive?
This is what's going on. My ex's sister-in-law is an attorney, and she's pretty much a madam of the court. And so all of the judges just eat right out of the palm of her hand because she's a cute little thing. And she's got a cute smile, and really that's what it boils down to, and she just pretty much dominates every single hearing I've gone to. I'm not heard. She asks everything she asks for, she gets without even consideration for my kids or my anything. And the abuse is gone, swept under the rug, and you know.
No, a judge that's related to the family, right? You're talking about a judge that is related to the family?
He lived on the same road as the attorney did growing up. So, I mean, they know each other. So he has been the puppet in this whole thing, and he has done everything she's asked.
And the woman that worked in question, because we're trying to get all the players. But I remember, before I say that, I remember you. We emailed back and forth, and you emailed out some pictures a few years ago.
Yes, I remember you.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're still involved in this fight. And the woman in question is a family member?
She is an extended sister-in-law of his, yes.
Right. Okay. Okay.
What does your attorney do? Are you not having...
I don't have an attorney. I can't find anybody who is willing to go head-on-head with her, like, in this area. I cannot find one. I've gone through 20 attorneys. I cannot find anybody who is willing to take her on because she just... I mean, it's I've ended up firing my attorneys like 6 days before trial because they're not doing anything for me. And they're on, you know, it's the good old boys club here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the common ground. First of all, we talk about 29s, 11s, our former caller had an 11
I'm
in her first two numbers, 29, 11, 2. 29 in your day and month. Those are problematic things, Mindy.
Can I be reborn into the earth somehow?
Well, you'll be.
Yes.
You can.
As a matter of fact, now here.
I'd like to just crawl right out of Mother
kids.
Matrix again sometime.
So I pulled up. I've got your email pulled up with pictures.
Yeah, we're looking at it now.
And everything.
Now, where by common. Numerology, in terms of the way we interpret numerology, here's what you have going for you. You have a 9 in your day. That's stamina. That's strength.
Okay.
That's perseverance. You have 2 7s in your year, which is a coupling of energy that we could numerically define as being to your advantage in spite of the fact that you've got this 29 thing going, which is an 11 or a 2. Let's see. What's your husband's birth date?
X. Well, the ex, yeah, thank you. Oh, Lord. No, his birthday is 2/15/76.
1576. So you guys mirror each other in the, I mean, it's an opposite reflection. I don't know. Your days, I mean, your months become your day.
Well,
I mean, it's, you know,
she's a 9,
they align,
so any number she connects to is going to become that number.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about their 1, 2, and 2, 1.
Yeah, inverted.
Yeah, it's inverted. What's his master?
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay.
You see?
He's a 4.
How your first two numbers are the same, except inverted. And then your years are interchangeable.
And then your days add up to 15, 9, 5, and 1.
And they are aligned
as well.
Which is
his day.
What's his
name? And your years are aligned. Oh, your years are aligned. 7/7 and 7/6.
He's a 32/5. Do I have that?
He's a 31/4.
Oh, 31/4. How did I have that? 2/3/8/18.
2/15/76.
Yeah.
And then I'm.
Yeah. Your years are aligned. Well, the battle, numerically speaking, and we turn that into a language, the battle is predominantly visible. We see where it's coming from, and we understand where the journey is. To your advantage, look at this. You're a 9 and he's a 4. Now,
okay.
That becomes actually a 14 or a 5, which is in
what?
His day.
No, it doesn't. It's a 13.
13 or a 4.
Or no, that's his inverted karmic number.
That becomes a 13 or a 4.
Which is his inverted karmic number.
Which is his
inverted
number. Okay, so what? There's an Achilles heel here. In other words, there is sense in your approach to this where you can trip the cord up. And you looking at all the statutes and laws is for a reason, because somewhere in the back of your mind, via the back of your past lives, you've been an attorney. But your karma as an attorney, a good one, was conflicted.
I just got chills.
But it was conflicted, Mindy, by the fact that probably as an attorney in that lifetime, you didn't do something right. So the karma got mixed up. The good karma as an attorney, the brilliance of your being an attorney, is now mixed up with some mistake you made that was probably in family law.
Well, and I think that the mistake I made was his being an attorney, because I just see that all of those people are part of this network of such evil and beyond measure that I can't even fathom. I just don't understand how.
The karma from your past life probably involved doing something wrong as attorney, making mistakes as an attorney, and now in this lifetime you've come back to correct that mistake, but you're in karma in your family, dealing with karma with your family and trying to correct that in this lifetime.
You see, these people were probably part of the corrupt tribe that you were involved with voluntarily in a past life. You've come out of it and decided to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you're fighting your old tribe. So our words...
With a water gun, by myself, it seems like, even...
Is what she said.
With water guns, she's saying she doesn't have a lot of defense except herself. She's the only person.
Well, guns, you turn that into a fire hose. If you want to use metaphors. What you've got to do, I get you. You're a metaphorical person. If you've got to start to vision, you've got to go into some meditation and just experiment with this, that you had a past life as an attorney. That you did something wrong. And you've got to start to have a conversation privately with the, quote, universe, that you want those misgivings or those violations forgiven, and that you want to approach this with a higher attitude now. See, what you're doing is you're struggling in the struggle. I'm telling you to get out of the struggle and to rise above it. What do they accuse you of doing? What is their proposed crime against you?
Well, there's always something. There's always something, and it's always about me is the problem. And so it's never about my children. It's never about their safety. It's always been pointed directly at me. If I'm bringing abuse allegations to the court, it's about me. It's that I was on my prescription. It was that I'm talking to my children, you know, and it's disrupting their life. And that's what the new one is, because my daughter, they're being brainwashed to turn against me. And so my daughter, I watched her change overnight. I was talking to them every day. And then I watched my daughter start to change, and she started taking everything I was saying literally. And then she's got her feelings really, really hurt, and then she doesn't want anything to do with me. And I'm like, wait a second, what's going on with you? And then our restraining order is dropped, and so I'm trying to get closer to them, and the grandma still is not letting me, you know, get closer to them. And my daughter is going off, you know, and she's beginning to have intercourse at her grandmother's house. She's on drugs, and she's going to treatment now, and it's like, 15, and she's been smoking marijuana with her father. I mean, there was allegations of her father abusing her, you know, not even emotionally and physically, but you know, other ways too.
Okay.
And so
here,
I brought these
here's
to the
what
court.
We suggest.
And,
Mindy, here's what we suggest. Because of time limitation and legal, and this is going to get, this gets into the thick territory of legal
yeah.
advice that we can't give, but.
No, I understand. I get that.
Yeah,
I'm appreciative
always,
of anything you say. I don't hold anything. I don't hold you accountable for anything. It's
you're
just
always,
it's just advice.
Right. Two options. You're always welcome to call us for a private talk considering certain factors, and you're always welcome to call back the show. What we're getting into on a shoestring, I can say this. Kristen and I are going to, whether you're into it or not, we're going to put out energy that some legal defense is on your side and you find somebody, because it appears as though they're taking all of your words and manipulating it and just throwing it back in your face and you have no defense.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. You're going to exhaust yourself.
Just real quick, you're in Pasco. Is that a small town?
Yeah, it's a small town.
So the attorneys that you've hired, where have they come from? This town.
It's Tri-Cities.
Yeah.
There's Kennewick, Pasco, and Richland, and they're all connected.
Well,
you
need to look beyond. I mean, what's the nearest city to you?
A big city would be Spokane or Seattle, but that's the problem is I can't afford to have anybody represent.
Yeah.
I can't afford to pay. I'm
but
dilapidated.
Here's what I'm getting, Mindy. I'm getting, as it stands, there seems to be a female attorney that you haven't found yet that this case would drive her up. She would get very angry and want to represent you.
But she's saying she can't. Are you saying you can't afford representation at all?
Yeah, I can't. There's nothing.
You don't have
they have me. The judges have me restrained from my house. They've got me restrained from my kids again. Now, I mean, I'm living in a motel. It's unbelievable. Like, they totally violated my constitutional right. Like, it's just can't even begin to tell you. I went to jail for the first time.
Here's what we're going to do, Mindy. We're going to put out energy. You don't need to do a thing. We're going to put out energy that in some element of time, this female attorney, you encounter her. Let's see what happens. Call us like in a week.
What about are there pro bono people that will take cases pro bono?
Yeah, I've gone through everybody in this area. I just don't even.
I know. I hear what you're saying, but I don't know. We're
maybe there's someone. Maybe there's someone outside the Tri-Cities area, but maybe not in Spokane, but somewhere closer, or. But not in your direct. I would
right.
just get on the phone and start calling. And
yeah, give it a try because of the reading here. Give it a try and see if you have run into any success. Then call us.
Yeah, let us
back
know.
On the show, and let us know what kind of results there are. And Chris and I will start to think about this and talk about it and put out energy. Let's just see what happens in a week.
I definitely will. I will put it on my calendar. I definitely will.
Okay, great.
Make a couple of calls. Just revisit the territory again.
Do you think maybe Othello or Moses Lake area or
anywhere?
Try
Yakima.
Try everywhere.
Okay.
Obviously, you have perseverance, and, you know, this isn't going to be a hard task for you to start calling lawyers.
My plan of attack was to go after these judges and put them on notice, give them 10 days to get my kids back to me, and file criminal charges against them for not acting ministerially and outside of their oaths of office, which is treason, and so I wanted to attack that way because I feel like I've exhausted every other, but I feel like they're going to come at me with a huge bazooka and I'm going to get pounded, imploded into the earth, and I'm going to be gone.
Yeah,
I
don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Try that approach. They can't. That's if you follow legal steps, you know, we don't know the whole point of the case.
Right. I mean, there's obviously, I mean, if everything you're telling us is true,
yes,
there's obviously
absolutely
corruption going on in the community. So exposing it, yeah, I mean, she could get repercussions.
Yeah,
I mean
let's just keep.
And I'm okay
forward
with that. See, and I was going to move to Florida. I was going to move to Florida to be with this, or to go stay with a guy that I was kind of interested in, and I was going to set up my blind over there and then just throw my grenades from Florida because I feel like that's the best thing I could do.
Well,
don't
close your options.
But then don't you have a problem with custody issues if you're looking to gain custody of your children or see your children?
Right, I was going to stay for 10 days and file this notice and tell them they have 10 days to return my kids or they're going to be fined, each one of them individually, $5,000 per day. And they've got 72 hours to respond to this affidavit and under these under the parental constitution or whatever. I mean, I've got all of my statutes and everything, you know, outlined where they're in violation. And I was going to, you know, threaten to pull bonds because they're acting outside of their ministerial duties.
One problem that you have, though, Mindy, is that you said you're living in a motel right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And getting custody of your children, the courts are not going to look at, they're not going to want to release children into custody of someone who doesn't have a stable home.
Right, but
so
they've restrained me from my home. They've restrained me from my own house.
So how do they restrain you for your own house? I'm confused.
So the neighbor, the neighbor of mine, he has joined forces with a police officer who has taken over managing the park where I live, where my father and I live. And so she has abused her authority by communicating with judges and stuff. And so she got the neighbor on board to put cameras on my house, and they called the police on me 38 times since January, from January to April. And so 38 times they called the police on me. And so I told the neighbor I was going to go get a restraining order because he's a lunatic. And so he ended up beating me to the punch. And so he got there before I did, and they ended up issuing a restraining order for the neighbor, which restrained me from my house. But I don't live with the neighbor. And so, and it was in Superior Court. The venue was wrong. But needless to say, I've got emails where I did a records request, and that there's emails collaborating with the judge to restrain me from my house. So I've got that documented. I mean, I've got that, you know, that was a records request that I did. So, I mean, obviously there's racketeering or, you know, conspiracy to deprive me of my rights.
And you own it?
I own my home, yes, but the lot is rented at the park, yes.
Oh, it's a mobile home?
Yes, it's in a park with my father. So I bought the mobile home, and then I rent the lot.
Well, you know, I can't.
And I've got that one in Supreme Court right now under appeal for the judge, you know, violating my constitutional rights because there was no legal grounds to issue the restraining order, let alone to issue one for 500 feet. I mean, from my residence. I mean, I live there. I don't live with the guy there. That's unheard
yeah
of.
Right. Really.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, I was working out some numerology, and I don't have time to explain it, but I got the number 38 in my calculations. And then you said 38, right about 30 seconds after I got it. Now that vibration, it means something. I don't know what it means yet, but I would determine that it might mean there may be some basis for your approach to this that will become effective. So, like we said, go on all your options right now.
Yeah, we've got
to
take our next caller. Yeah, get back to us in a
okay
week.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys taking time with me. I really do.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Mindy.
All right. I will call you guys next week and let you know what I come up with. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. God bless. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. 812. Hi there.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
My name's Nicole.
Cole.
N-I-C-O-L-E.
Oh, yeah, I remember you, Nicole. You've called us before, right?
It's been a while ago.
Well, I mean, we're just trying to establish that you've called, not the time frame. But we've spoken with you.
Yes.
What's your birthday again?
7/23/84.
And you live somewhere in the Midwest, don't you?
I used to. Now I moved to West Virginia.
Okay, but where did you live before?
I was in Indiana.
Yeah. Remember you. 9/10/22. Yeah, I thought her master note. I remember her master number 347. Okay, what's going on?
I just found out a friend passed away. Actually, I've known him since I was 16. I'm actually 36 now, and he went to my first time from dance together, and I was wondering.
Wait, we can't understand anything.
I'm sorry. I have a friend I've known since I was in high school passed away, and we've been friends since I was like 16 for about 20 years now, and I was wondering if you picked anything up.
Did he just die?
Yeah. We used to date when I was in high school.
Do you have his birth date?
I know it's in March. So,
okay,
the beginning of March.
Born the same year as you, do you know? But we don't know
the
birth date.
The same year as me.
Okay.
Well, that would be 7/3/73. What did he ever have emotional problems that would result in him maybe abusing drugs or anything like that?
That's what he does. And he was heartbroken because he wanted to get back with me, but I'm already taken by somebody.
Did he overdose?
Yeah, he OD'd.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
He OD'd.
Yeah, yes, he OD'd.
The OD. It's really. Are you on a speakerphone? Because it's really, or a headset? Because
no. I'm on my cell phone. I'm talking really low because I'm kind of really hurt by this. So,
yeah.
But I'll try to talk louder. I'm sorry.
Okay. There's a connection. There's a connection on first base. There's a connection because I was getting emotional drugs. Now, people would say, "Oh, you're guessing. You know that you got lucky." But I'm saying that it was a vibrational communication I was getting that was translated as overdosing. Well, drugs, emotion. You see, what happens in this case is that the soul leaves the body, realizes there's no attachment to the body anymore, kind of panics because when they cross over like that, they're not. It's not really the right time, so they panic, try to get back in the body, because now they realize they're in deeper trouble. It's not like they just go to heaven, and so there's distress signals going on. Now he's talking. It doesn't matter if it's symbolic or not, but he's talking about a small sailboat. I don't know if it's a toy sailboat or a sailboat, or you two ever went to the beach. I don't know yet. I don't know yet because the communication is crude. Did you ever share that experience with him?
Last year, I went to my brother's wedding, and they got married on a boat in Florida, but he didn't go with me, but we talked about it.
Okay. So he's trying, you see, he's trying desperately to throw energy out, hoping that we can translate it so at least he can wave to you and say, I'm here. It's like waving to a plane that's over flying over an island and you're stranded. So he's gratified that there's a communication there. He's also talking about a dog.
I have two dogs.
Yeah.
Two dogs.
So see, he's throwing stuff out, hoping we've made a connection, which we have done. We've made a connection. So we don't have to worry. He's not like in hell burning. He's sort of like the guy in Ghost, the movie. He's in the astral realm. He's kind of trapped because he shouldn't have died yet. He died by his own hands. And he's just gratified that there's at least first base making a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you just recently color your hair or do anything with your hair?
I cut it.
Okay. Yeah. So it shows me that he's able to move around and even go into your environment. So he's like that character in Ghost. He gets to move around. He's
so that's lucky. I mean, it's good that he's able to. A lot of times if people die from drug overdoses, they're restricted.
They're restricted. Now,
right. Or suicide.
Casually speaking, did you ever know anyone named Peter?
No.
No.
Okay, I have a name that came in for me.
Peter.
So anywhere.
Why?
Kevin, no, I have a name. I have a name, though. Kevin, anywhere.
No. That's why I know.
Okay. Let's forget the names. Okay. I only said Peter because it's a long conversation, but Krista mentioned Lucky, and I was thinking about Mr. Lucky, but actually that actor was named Craig Stevens. That actor was
she
named Craig Stevens.
Probably doesn't know
Stevens.
What you're talking about.
No, she doesn't matter.
Okay.
But that actor was named Craig Stevens. Craig. But that doesn't matter. Let's get back on the track where we're getting a vibration. There's going to be one strange thing that might happen with you. The phone may ring and no one's there. Now that
really?
Might be that might be common, but he's telling you, I guess some spirits can activate electricity and stuff. And we recently had somebody who drowned who called their family via the phone.
All right.
Now.
And that person is that soul is in a more restricted state even than him.
Well,
so.
Somewhat.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Anyway, go on.
But anyways, there is communication going on, Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
When did he die? What was the date of his death?
Either yesterday or today.
You're kidding. So you just found out about this?
I just found out about this.
Like
I said, he's my ex-boyfriend. He's my ex-boyfriend. We dated back when I was like 16, and then we dated off and on through my 20s.
Yeah, well, that's got to be shocking.
Yeah,
very
I
shocking.
Well, you know, I mean, as far as this conversation goes, we appeared to have made a connection. It's not lucky.
At least
it's
not with Kevin or Peter.
No. Don't worry about the name.
But you know what?
We have some other crucial information that came in.
And sometimes names can come in and they relate to the person that crossed rather than the person that they're talking to, maybe.
You're in a relationship, so you're trying to adjust to the difference between being in a relationship and then this person going, but I can't see how this person would be threatening to your partner right now. So what you can do privately at least is talk to him. He can hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't say go to the light or anything. Human beings tend to think that they have to tell souls how to get out of their situation. It's more of an energy field. It's more of a some angelic intervention. He may be here for other reasons we're not quite understanding why he's trapped in that regard.
Can I make a suggestion? I think I know why, because he wanted me back. He wanted another chance with me. He did not like my boyfriend much because he was very jealous of him. And he was, like, insulting my boyfriend to the point I had to block him on Facebook. I said, you can't respect my boyfriend, then we can't be friends. And then I woke up this morning, found a post that a girl I grew up with and went to school with, and she, you know, that Tommy passed away.
Okay, so now you said his name, Tommy?
Tommy Kims, yeah.
Well, you know, you had already blocked him. He was problematic. You're in a relationship. I don't know where the healthy line is here. You're shocked over his death. You might have mixed feelings about it now. We'll put out a prayer that he just tries to find some spirit guide that helps him through his predicament as it is. That's the best we can do for him. right now, because you know, it's right now it's important that you have a healthy relationship with your partner.
Yeah, but we do. We have a healthy relationship. It's just, like I said, there's a lot of history between me and Thomas also, because, like I said, we were in the same class together. We grew up together. So there's a lot of history between him and
I. Yeah, but you created a healthy boundary when he didn't respect the person that you're with now. That was a healthy boundary. So don't go forward with regrets about doing that. Blame yourself for his death, if that's where your question is here. Obviously, he had some serious problems, and you're not responsible for him for that. And if you couldn't accept the person you chose to be with, that wasn't right. I mean, I don't want to insult him at all, but he, you know, a healthy friendship accepts the person that you chose to be with, whether they like them or not.
Right. Yeah, that's what I kind of like wondering. Did he die because of me? Because I know he wanted to get back with me, but he, like I said, he didn't respect my relationship. So I was like, you gotta go. So.
Yeah. Well, we, you know, we'll pray for his soul and also for you, Nicole. And we're really sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. We have about 5 minutes left, and I don't know. Our other caller dropped.
Okay.
But if we want to just briefly discuss.
Oh, last night?
Whatever you wanted to discuss. Yeah.
Well, I mean, personally, I have major concerns about the results of this election and the country slipping into a civil unrest, close to a civil war, concerns I've had for 30, 40 years about foresight and seeing this thing happen.
Right. And I just want to mention something also that I said 4 years ago when this election happened. I said, Trump will never leave office. I said, he's not going to leave office.
Yeah.
I did say it the night of the election when we were watching the returns and going, oh, shit.
Yeah, he does a lot of huffing and puffing, but again, there's a real core issue about his ego and what he's going to accept and how he's stimulating a certain ultra hate group to go in arms.
Well, and last night, one of the most outstanding moments, not outstanding in a positive way, but outstanding in a negative way, was when he was asked by the moderator if he would denounce white supremacist groups. And he refused to do it. He refused. He absolutely refused.
Yeah,
he completely skirted the issue. And so, you know, we know that he's a racist.
He's given permission. He's giving them permission
to incite
violence. You know, but that's a great distraction. And, you know, as far as the division between being a democratic president and a dictator, I think that's a really good issue to bring up. And unfortunately, with all the boasting and his comments, he hardly demonstrated democracy in that regard. It was just the bad side of being a pit bull. But that's our personal view. We're not afraid to express it, and we're not a political show. But this goes inside, whether you agree or not, this coincides with a vision of a civil war. And I don't want to dramatize that to any great degree, but it is of concern to me because now it's being mentioned. And when I saw it, it was back in 1972, 71, quite a long time ago. And so my fears are now aggravated by the conditions of our country where through the way that Trump has broken down traditions of respect and created this havoc of false news and conspiracies and things like this, it has drawn the worst parts of our society into his fold, wherein he's creating a small army that he hopes will create more chaos and aggravated situation.
Right, but it's not only that, it's the whole process of voting because of COVID, and that the fact that many more Americans than in the past are going to be voting by mail, and he's stating that that is not, there's going to be voter fraud, mail fraud, and that the ballots will not be counted correctly, that, that you know.
Yeah, he's not going to admit defeat. He's already stated he's not going to admit it. He's got a good out saying
and he's destroying the postal service. I mean, that's what's been happening. DeJoy, I believe, is the postmaster that he's appointed, who knows nothing about, he has no experience with the postal service at all. And post people are dumping mail. I mean, they're so frustrated with the system that they work under. It's terrible. Now, those that are voting by mail and ballot, you can actually drop off your ballot at places that accept the mail and ballots. So I think it's different than the polling place, but you have to talk to your, they're actually in certain states, I don't think all states, there's a specific place. So contact the voter registrar about that, because votes need to be counted correctly.
We don't, get us wrong. If he wins legitimately, he deserves to be president. Whether we like him or not, he deserves to be president. It's just his tactics and his actions that are not providing for a healthy environment, and that's what's disturbing. That's our country. We don't have to agree with the president. We don't have to side with the president. But when it gets into an issue of being abusive and disrespectful and not recognizing what our democracy is, that's where it gets a little scary. And whether his strong arm tactics are inviting to some people because they think it's thrilling theater, it's at the cost of our democracy. And that is something that our country can't afford. We've got enough problems to contend with than having somebody with an ego and a dictatorial attitude disturbing our foundations, claiming that they are foundations. The nation is shocked by some of his behavior, and well-founded. But like I said, if the American people decide to keep him in office, then that's democracy. He should have another 4 years.
Well, based on the polls after the debate last night, it doesn't look like he's going to be reelected. I mean, if the polls are any indication, people were appalled at the way he behaved.
Yeah.
Prior to the debate, the polls, there was a narrower gap between the two candidates. After the debate, it widened dramatically. It was like 60% Biden, 28% or 62% Biden, 28% Trump. So I don't see that changing.
Yeah, it's disturbing. The dictatorial attitude is disturbing.
It is.
And it's correlated to many other aspects in other nations and countries that have used the same tactic to gain control.
Okay. Well, we're done for today. We're back on the air on Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Hope you join us then.